Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Kiss 108.
Happy Friday, everybody. Kind of a bleak day in Boston. I don't know how to handle this. You remember when I first came down here, or like before the pandemic started, and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to pretend I'm in Boston. You know, because it's lame. Nobody wants to hear what I'm doing. They don't live in Flint. It's a Boston radio show. So I just want to say, God, what a miserable day today. It's just awful. So, hold on a second. Hey, Dom, can you double check my tea time? I think it's 11:15. Just double check because I don't want to be late.
Now, the entertainment update with Billy Costa.
Okay, we're going to start with some sports, buddy. The Red Sox 9-game winning streak came to an end last night. The Twins got the game-winning hit in the bottom of the ninth. And by the way, Alex Verdugo almost did it again. He had a 3-run double in the eighth inning that tied the game at 3. But then the Sox lost it in the ninth. They'll start a series with the White Sox out at Fenway tonight. Celtics beat the Lakers last night. Jaylen Brown, 40 points in the game last night.
That's my man.
Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown. I've been balling with Jaylen Brown. Give me that.
Yeah, of all days.
Yeah.
You got to have Jaylen Brown today, bro.
Jaylen Brown. What's up, baby?
What's up? It's Jaylen Brown from the Boston Celtics. You're listening to Maddie in the Morning on Kiss 108. What up, Maddie? When we balling?
Yeah.
You were balling last night.
Yeah, you got the Maddie bump.
You got the Maddie bump.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm saying.
I don't either.
Grew up in the suburbs. I never lived in the urban area ever.
Yeah. Tuukka Rask back in the net for the Bruins last night. They beat the Islanders 4-1. Oh, and Bill Belichick finally commenting on Julian Edelman retiring from the game of football yesterday.
Julian's been one of the players that's probably come further than most every other player that I've coached. And his development from a quarterback in college to a receiver, a punt returner, and even a defensive player, all things that he, positions that he never played, and certainly to excel as a punt returner, as a receiver, for a number of years at those very difficult positions is quite an accomplishment.
Okay. So Julian's gone. Tomorrow, of course, is the funeral for Prince Philip. Reports out of the UK say Prince William and Prince Harry will not walk together side by side, and they will not sit together in the church. I don't know what's going on there.
But okay.
As they walk behind the casket,
that's a weird
there'll
story.
Be a cousin walking
between
them.
Yeah, so one cousin
yeah,
between them.
And Prince Wait, Harry has been staying
what?
Alone.
That's a weird story.
He's They're been staying alone
a
in a cottage.
You're telling me they can't even... They can't even walk down the aisle of at a funeral with. They hate each other? I mean, God, grow
tension.
Up.
Yeah.
Now, wait, there is a possibility that is how it's done.
True.
Brothers don't normally walk together. You don't know if somebody made this a big deal, that it's not a big deal.
Well, they do say it's the Queen's wishes. This is how she wanted it and what she wanted. But I don't know. It's just awkward because of what's been going on.
Hey, cousin!
So they put the cousin in between? Is that it?
Yeah, you know the procession behind the... they've actually been rehearsing for 2 days, you know, the military and just all the pomp and circumstance. And, yeah, they will be walking behind Prince Philip's casket, but the cousin will be standing and walking between them. And then in church, they're sitting in two separate areas.
Buckingham Palace did say not to read into it, and they said it was a practical change rather than sending a signal. So,
but
it
you
seems
would
like,
think they would have gone I, out of I their think, way to yeah, put
exactly,
them together.
Like to make it look like they're mending.
Yes, yeah. Optics, so to speak.
Their relationship.
I agree with Billy.
Yeah.
That's pretty stupid.
It is.
Regardless
if they want to take
tradition.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it seems like it was a change because they said it was a practical change. So something.
Well, maybe they are really upset.
I think they are. Yeah. Or, yeah, William is.
Someone is, yeah.
Yeah, and Harry has been staying alone in a cottage.
I like
that. Seems
that's
weird.
So sad. Yeah.
Well, I like the fact that this parallels a lot of people's regular lives.
Yeah, yeah. Really.
Families it's not uncommon. In fact, it's common that somebody in the family had a falling out with the rest of the family. It happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, how famous are family arguments at weddings and things that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Or like the sister-in-law's not getting along. Or
oh, yeah, yeah, always. Yeah, yeah, always. When you plan a wedding, and you are planning a wedding, and if you have assigned tables, are you going to do it that way?
Yeah, yeah, we are. We have to think about who goes
there. You have to figure out who sits with who.
Yeah.
Keep some family
members apart because you know that they don't get along.
Right. You don't have to be the royal family to have this.
Yeah.
Are you flying anyone in from Lebanon?
My aunt might come, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But this is such a classic of the guy marries the girl and she's high maintenance.
This is like, again, regardless of tradition, I'm thinking, given the circumstances, go out of your way and have these guys buddy up.
Well, here's the thing about this, in my judgment, is like she was the high maintenance girlfriend and then somebody made a racist comment and then the story got, well, once race is brought into it, and that changes everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, but before we had the awful racial stuff, she was the annoying, you know, the annoying pest who couldn't get along with the family.
And you know what?
That's just things. What are you doing to my headphones, buddy?
Oh,
we got more problems.
Yeah. Things seemed pretty okay until the Oprah interview.
Oh, no.
No, I know they left.
No, they left.
They fled the royal family and everything, but still, I don't think the Oprah interview was necessary.
No.
The
headlines were still
awful. Oh, but it is.
Awful.
But the Oprah, that's life now.
Yeah.
If you don't post it, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Well, most people don't have the opportunity to go on an Oprah Winfrey show.
Yeah.
Right? But people post and it's.
Yeah.
It's bad.
It stirred the pot for sure.
Well, it set their side of the story straight.
I know, but it was really like the stuff that they said happened.
Yeah.
Really, really.
You can either settle family business or don't settle family business, but don't go on Oprah.
I don't think she was warned on her I mean, Harry, like, could you not tell her about the tabloids? I know about the tabloids in England. Right, they're vicious. They're much worse than here.
Yeah,
yeah, and everyone knows that. And she wasn't prepared. Then she had her kooky father do all those weird things.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. The whole thing was really.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, Harry,
that situation.
Dad was a little out there.
Yep.
Oh, her stepsister.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah. Like they had that at their own wedding. Forget the funeral. At their own wedding, who was invited and who wasn't?
But her mother was the only person there from her family.
Yeah, Dad never made it.
Stepsisters never made it. No one.
It's that wedding thing. You know, I'm telling you, Bex.
You have no idea. Because Bill and I don't want to go, and you better invite us.
Yes.
Trust me, Billy tells me he doesn't want to go every day.
Oh, Billy. Yeah.
Well,
and then he says, I'll give you four times the amount, five times the amount.
Well, he didn't go to someone who was on our staff years ago. He didn't go.
Yeah, it was a big scene.
Yeah, it was awful.
he was
didn't,
on his
no,
boat.
Really. He didn't show up, and we all went.
Yeah, and
then
he
there was a funeral. Remember that one? And he walked in late.
Yeah.
He got into a fight with his ex-wife, and they came late.
No, boy. Okay.
Oh, no. He has a track record.
Yeah, there's precedent up there.
Yeah, you're probably better off not inviting
him. Okay, thank you.
It just settles everything. Pretty humiliating
day. It should be a form of invitation where it says, you're not required to come.
Yeah.
When you press like a little note at the bottom of the invitation.
And just put an envelope in the invite and then I'll throw it.
Okay.
Pretty humiliating day for A-Rod yesterday. He was posting videos of he and J-Lo in a series of photographs and a sad Coldplay song playing Fix You.
Yeah.
And
God, is he a loser.
He still wants them to get back together.
Oh, he's heartbroken.
But, you know.
And she doesn't trust him.
Oh, God.
And there's the matter of the ring.
I will try.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Oh, God. Fix you. Yeah. Okay. Shut up, A-Rod.
Such a loser.
Yeah. What makes matters worse, that Southern Charm actress that he supposedly cheated with took to social wishing he and J-Lo well.
Oh, God.
And, of course, there is the matter of the ring.
Oh, yeah.
$1.8 million. What becomes of that? Lisa describes it as a dining room table.
It does. It looks like a coffee table. It's
but think
huge.
About this. Think about this. Do you know how much – you're my best friend. You know how much Marianne's ring costs?
Of course not.
No. Of course not. I tell you right now, good thing she doesn't look at it with one of those and sees her. It actually says on the bottom, you know, made in – Naples, you know, glass factory, you could tell. But no, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What is that? Why do we know whatever the stupid diamond costs?
Yeah.
Think about that. Now, I don't know what happened in the world of ethics. Who talks about what it costs?
Well, I think
like if you get somebody a gift, you cut the price tag off, don't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You leave the price. I mean, why do we know what the stupid ring costs?
Because I think the jewelers looked at the photo that they posted on Instagram and said, okay, well, that's a very large ring, so let's figure it out. So they didn't come out and say it.
Does the fiance even ask?
Well, then how does Bill know it's... Wait,
well,
how do you
story,
know it's 1.8 million?
Because that's the story this morning everywhere, is that what they're going to do with the $1.8 million engagement.
But why does everyone have the number 1.8?
Because
why do they
experts.
Know that? I wouldn't
because
know what it
the experts.
Yeah, they can kind of tell, and they probably know the jeweler that they use, and then that jeweler told another jeweler who then told the New York Post.
I blame
you know
TMZ.
What I mean? It's like, it's.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll tell you what happens to the diamond ring. It goes in a drawer somewhere in J-Lo's house.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely in a safe. It's
although
not with
they're
her.
Not married, which is a different thing. You
it
know, when you're married,
gift.
It's hers.
It is hers. So
they're well,
trying
I think
to
it's hers out. Anyway. Yeah, he gave it to her.
It's a
you
gift.
Don't get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
God, is he a loser.
Oh. Yeah, he's never really been liked. Keith
well,
Urban.
In Boston, everybody hates A-Rod.
Yeah. Keith Urban teams up with Taylor Swift for two songs on her re-released album. He went on Ellen yesterday and talked about how all that came together.
I was doing some Christmas shopping at the shopping mall in December. Because everybody does their shopping right before Christmas. Every guy does. So I'm at the shopping mall and doing my Christmas shopping. And I get a text from Taylor saying, I've got these couple of songs I'd like you to sing on. Do you want to hear them? And I said, sure. So she sends me the songs. I'm sitting in the food court at the shopping center with listening to these two unreleased Taylor Swift songs. It was an unusual place to be hearing unreleased Taylor Swift music. But I love the songs. And luckily got to put a vocal on both of those. So.
Okay. And Katy Perry, the latest celebrity to come out, blasting social media, calling it trash and the decline of human civilization, but says she still loves her more than 100 million followers. Tonight's the night. Sharon Osbourne goes on Real Time with Bill Maher, talks about her dust-up with Sheryl Underwood on The Talk. And you like this one, Matt. Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson just got a new gig. He will play Joey Ramone from the Ramones.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah. He looks perfect for the part.
Yeah.
It's part of the 20-year anniversary of Joey Ramone's death. It'll be a biopic, and it is coming to Netflix. And
this is a classic lyric, isn't it? This is just a lovely lyric. I want to be sedated.
I want to be sedated. Nothing to do, nowhere to go.
Yep.
Joey
That's
Ramone.
That's classic, isn't it? I think I've said that on several occasions.
Yeah.
Did you just sedate me? Yeah.
Hey, we're brought to you by YourHomeForSale.com. The spring real estate market is here, and more than ever, you need the experts to help you out. Steve McKenna and his team at Gibson Sotheby's International Realty are one of the best in greater Boston. Their website actually has all the new homes and information about buying or selling a house. So get the help you need. Just go to YourHomeForSale.com, and there you go.
What up, Maddie? When we ballin'?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.